President Trump has denied reaching out to the South Dakota governor to have his face added to Mount Rushmore, as reported by the New York Times. The president tweeted that was fake news, although he added, sounds like a good idea to me. Meanwhile, a monument outside Atlanta, Georgia is getting more attention. In Stone Mountain Park, a massive tribute to the Confederacy, chiseled into rock, has become a focal point for a reckoning on racism. Emil Moffitt reports for WAB and the America Amplified Initiative.
A walk along a trail at Stone Mountain can be peaceful, but looming over all this natural beauty is a nearly 100-foot-tall carving of Stonewall Jackson, Robert E. Lee, and Jefferson Davis, all on horseback with their hats pressed against their hearts. The original design of the monument was created by Gutzon Borglum, the same sculptor who carved Mount Rushmore. Through the years, millions of people have stood in this spot and looked up, among them Beverly Clark of Jackson, Mississippi, who visited with her high school choir group in the 70s.
And it was just really exciting because it was the first time I had ever seen the carving. It was just magnificent.
Clark, who is white, taught elementary school, including Civil War history, in Jackson for years. Earlier this summer, news reports from Georgia caught her eye when on July 4th, armed African-American protesters marched on Stone Mountain, demanding the carving's removal. That prompted Clark to write a letter to leaders in DeKalb County, where the state park is located.
The fact that it is just a gorgeous piece of art, I don't see how anybody could want anything to happen to it. That's one of those things that just needs to be preserved for all time.
Preserved even if it honors the men who took up arms against the United States in defense of slavery. But Ed Williams, an African-American educator and community activist who lives in the Atlanta area, argues that the carving isn't as much about the Civil War as it is about more recent history.
I believe that the carving depicts a moment in time in our history where America embraced racism.
The tribute to the Confederacy wasn't actually completed until the early 1970s. That's 50 years after work began on it, and more than a century after the Confederacy fell.
There was big, huge issues with racism here in Georgia and throughout the South.
Williams became involved in efforts to either remove or modify the carving 5 years ago when protests erupted in Ferguson, Missouri, over the death of Michael Brown at the hands of police. And Williams says the most recent wave of protests makes a change at Stone Mountain even more pressing.
It's a realization to many Americans that racism still exists, and it's so obvious that that's something that we can no longer tolerate in the American psyche in our public squares.
He's gathering signatures on a petition and continues to press state lawmakers to make a change. And he has the attention of at least one at the Georgia Capitol, Democratic State Representative Shelley Hutchinson.
I would be okay if they just sandblasted it off. I mean, there's Stone Mountain in and of itself is some place to visit, and it's a nice park, and I'd love to bring my kids there, and I do not go there because of it.
In the final days of this year's legislative session, Hutchinson introduced a bill banning Confederate symbols on state property. But that would conflict with a current law passed in 2019 by Georgia's Republican-controlled General Assembly that prohibits the removal of monuments. The Stone Mountain Memorial Association says its hands are tied by that law. Still, in recent years, the association says they've done what they could to downplay the celebration of the Confederacy in the park, to, quote, adjust to the changing feelings of the public on the issue. For Here and Now, I'm Emil Moffitt.
And his story is part of the America Amplified Initiative, a national public media collaboration focused on community engagement reporting.